Just as the primary season kicks off, a number of states have decided not to play. Colorado won't hold its primary, nor will Kansas, Maine, Michigan, or New Mexico. Most states will hold party caucuses instead. Money is the number one reason in budget-strapped states. The state of Washington had scheduled a caucus plus a non-binding primary, what's called a beauty contest. Washington Governor Gary Locke says he wants to call off that primary.
I'm doing that because it makes no sense to have a primary when the political parties have said they're not even going to use the results of the ballots that are cast by the people. Why spend $7 million of very limited state funds in a time of fiscal crisis if we're going to have an election that the parties, both parties, the Democrats and Republicans, say won't be used?
Why won't they use them?
Well, the Democrats are picking their delegates for the ultimate nomination of the Democratic nominee through the caucus system. And it's people go to various homes and discuss the candidates and basically pick delegates who are pledged to a variety of different of the Democratic nominees or candidates. The Republicans will do basically the same thing, but it's a foregone conclusion that President Bush will be the Republican nominee. There's no challenger on the Republican side. So for all intents and purposes, neither party is going to be using the results of the votes that are cast by the people at a primary election.
How important is it that the state saves, what is it, $7 million, you said?
Yes, we would save $7 million by canceling the spring primary. And again, it's $7 million that could be put into education and health care, homeland security, helping seniors get low-cost prescription drugs at a time in which all 47 states are facing huge difficulties.
What do you think about 4 years from now when budgets are not so tight? Do you think the primary might come back?
Our proposal is that we're suspending the presidential primary just for this one time, and we'll see what happens 4 years from now.
Governor Gary Locke, Democrat of Washington. Governor Locke, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
The list of states backing out of primaries may grow. Some of the states that vote in late spring could be next. But in Utah, where the Republican state legislature canceled the primary, the Democrats didn't go along. They decided to throw their own primary. Donald Dunn is state Democratic Party chair.
Well, our Republican-dominated legislature believed that they had their candidate and there wasn't a need to have an open primary for the citizens of Utah, so they decided not to fund the primary. And the Democratic Party of Utah certainly rejected that, and we believe it's very important for voters across the state to be able to participate and have choices.
So if you do preserve the primary, who pays and how much does it cost?
Well, you know, it's going to be a party-run primary, and so it will be scaled back from a normal state-run primary. The costs are going to be paid for by the Democratic Party. We're figuring out exactly what our budget's going to be. We will have the traditional paper balloting, and we want to expand this to utilize technology and having individuals vote from home or work or go into the public library the day of the primary and vote online. And in addition, because our primary is going to be early on, the 24th of February, only a quarter of the national delegates will be selected. And so that is significant for us, that we believe there will be attention from the presidential candidates coming to Utah or participating with media events and having organizations. And this is going to be a great opportunity for us as the Democratic Party, for us to do party building, for us to be able to engage voters to participate, and that we'll have, well over 30,000 people participating and are looking forward to that.
Donald Dunn chairs the Democratic Party in the state of Utah. Mr. Dunn, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Linda, thank you for the time.